Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, according as we have sung. Let your ancient words impact us, even as we open our hearts up unto you. We thank you for hearing our prayers. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right. Today, I want to share with us on the subject, respect for kingdom rankings or ratings.
And then, me pese yesuya. Ahinia no mani dia e wose ye de ma empanifo ni ni di so ba bi obi ase biara ye de ani de ese no ma no.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In other words, we want to look into the Bible and see that we respect what God respects.
Na ye be hwe onyame asemu na ye di ni die ama ni onyankopon edi ni die ma.
Citizens of the kingdom of God must have new or different values from non-citizens.
Obibiara oya ahenie no mu enipa no a oya ahenie mu ba no e wo se wonya adwen foforo bi efi obi a oni ahenie no mu.
We want to take a text from the book of First Chronicles.
Ye ko mreso sem enwoma ni ne di kan nara.
We will look at chapter number 12. And then verse 38. First Chronicles is in the Old Testament. After Samuel, you go to Kings and then you go to Chronicles. Chapter 12, verse 38. All these men of war who could keep ranks came to Hebron with a loyal heart to make David king over all Israel, and all the rest of Israel were of one mind to make David king.
Nana Israel man ni nyina de akoma baako ni adwen baako se wo mo beye David ohene.
Let's also read an anchor scripture.
Ye be san akeka onyame asem biom.
From the book of Colossians.
Colossians 4,
chapter number 1.
Ti baako nara.
And we will read verse 13.
Ye be kenka chichemu dum ye nsa.
Colossians is in the New Testament. Getting to the very end of the New Testament. Chapter 1, verse 13.
It
says that God has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, last year, I think around November, we started to talk about organizing your life. That is when we spoke about the sevenfold vision, mission, strategy, objective, plan, goals, and targets.
And then I yakasa fa adia wase da weni so and chisaya wa ye wodeko ni awasise makosi ni dada emre ni emre busume ni busume sanyo mani nina yaka huasem.
You know, the first thing that God did in bringing the heavenly kingdom to this earth was for him to organize the earth.
Adia di kanya wanyanku pona wabaya di ahini enaba asasi so adio ye di kanya se asasi ni washise ye.
So God came around, and then the dry land that had disappeared, he said, I let them come. And then the dry land came, and he separated the dry land from the seas. And then the waters above, that's the clouds which had come down, God said that let it move up and let it be a space or a firmament. So God came upon the scene on this earth in bringing his kingdom down. The first thing he did before he created was for him to organize the earth.
Na onyankopon obe wiase no obe hu wiase se de te no o shaase se ba bia na asase kese ni o de to ye emna na esru murunkuma ba betare asase so no ka se esru enko enimu kra enko kire amanfinfi ho ekwan ada ho ansa na o hye ne nyo ma bi so ebo yase eno ti nya me shaase siesie wiase ne ni asase no se de wo se ete ansa na o to aso na
body. So before God created, he organized.
Ansa na onyankopon be bo no siesie ye.
Because you cannot create in chaos or in darkness. You cannot have new things in chaos. So God had to organize dry land, come, separate the thing, separate the waters above and all that. And then he began to create, speaking to the water, bring forth fish, speaking to the air, bring forth all the animals, and speaking to the firmament he had created, let the birds come.
Na ansa na onyame be sha se abobo ni o ma bi no oyɛ oyiesie ewiase ni asase no se de wo se ye o ma asase kese bae o ma esru koye o ma ensu kogu na fam na o sha se o se ensu fi na mu mra na bae asase so nyi ni hure na wiem so enoma emra oyɛ sa na o ma na ansa obo ade.
So you cannot have new things when there is chaos around you.
Enu to me nya no ma fofro wo bra enu ma.
I believe that if we want to see new things in our lives, then we have to organize our earth.
Because
the year is still young.
And
it is still malleable, flexible. You can change things here and
there.
Are you expecting new things?
Yes.
That God must do in your life.
And so say
I want to show you how God does his new things. Because you have to manage your life and put your life in order. So I hope you are making efforts at organizing yourself personally and in this church, the various departments that are there, ushers, singers, champions club, etc., men's ministry, women's ministry. If we want to see new things, we must organize.
Na maybe sir, and so who person who knew my foot for our bra boom, and then not just I was our shas, yes, we and sister be our bra boom. And no tea, I'm sorry, no mono so a queer woman, and I so, yeah, yes, sign for frobby, and why
you call your in one. You know, sometimes we are in a hurry in our lives, hurry for the glory, hurry to see wonderful things, the hand of God, that we don't put in place the structures that will holds the blessing, that will hold the glory and the breakthrough and the salvation that God wants to bring your way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I want to encourage you to organize yourself gradually. So you come to a place of very high organization and low wastage.
Thank you.
Wow. I believe that Ghana needs to organize, Africa needs to organize so that we reduce wastage. There's too much wastage in the system.
Me chidi se se wa man e wo se yenya nsiesie o man Ghana ene abibi man e wo se yesiesie nioma bi amayan se nioma bebre.
The problem, the issue, the challenge we have is not with our resources. Even human resources, we have them.
Na eye o man Ghana ne abibi man enye ye how any aduma chede ana se se ye nipa ana se ye ade onyame de bebo ayama ya bra bona ko ye sa de ne ye ni ho how.
The issue is that we must organize our nation properly.
And we
must organize the Black Stars properly.
And a Black Star, go Ghana Black Stars. So because
our problem is not with the personnel. Our problem is that we are in chaos. Everything is chaotic. We don't know what. We are not organized. Simple.
Yen how ni nyina ne se yen siesie ye ho kye se ye di bibia tare na why bibia nkoyie.
Even with the power sector, power ministry, we have to organize because they say various things, but I believe that there is so much wastage that we can do a lot. We can serve ourselves so well, even with the kind of generation that we have.
Na empo wo ye kan ye dum so dum so yi enoma bebre wo ho anka ye betumi aye enye sey esan se enoma bebre ese kwakwanti ena de bia tropresai na sey ye de enoma sisi ye anka ye behu ne han endum da.
Pastor, you don't know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about. I would dare not speak through a microphone if I do not know where the issue is.
Ebi obi tra so so for odie wonnim ne akoso. Hwe se de nkrofo keka brofo akase akase hydroelectric power. Na wo kan we ya. Ose ono onnim pa onnim anko anka wo adie mu sete.
Our problem is management.
Ya hawa ne se yensiesie nyoma ye.
We have to organize.
E wo se ye hwehwe nyoma ye.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And don't just blame the politician and those people who are in charge, the technocrats and all that. Begin to look at your own life also. Have I organized myself for the rule of God to land? For the glory of God to land? Do I have mountains that I have to bring down? Do I have valleys I have to lift up? Do I have crooked places that the glory of God cannot land like an airplane and taxi and stay with me?
Man fa wani ko hwe amamufo no sunko politicians no kwa wanka sabisa wo ho se me so na metena ho na so mesiesie mababo ye ana so mepo bi wo mabrabo ma wose mi jirigu ana so monka bi wo mabrabo ma wose mi sinana ana so ekwan bi wo ho no ma enya kwan tempon a se wo nyankopon no nyam ne ni hira ni besisa aeroplane entumi sisu ana usu bi sa wo ho.
Other people, other societies do not have quarter of what we have.
Na enkrofobi wo ha ne wanyamede acheye ne achemunan a omuni ba kumpo.
In terms of material and human resources.
Say ye ka nipa a ye de omubeye adwuma ene nioma a ye de nipa ne beye adwuma omuni mu se ne aye wopo.
But they have gotten the principle of bringing God's rule on the earth in some sectors of their lives. They've gotten it right. They have so organize your society.
Na eye wo nyankopon timpa eye na hinie no mu hyehye no sa fo no omu ahu e na omu di ye adwuma papa papa nti omu asiesie o mabrabo no omu nyoma nyina pepepe.
We have to organize our agric sector.
Na ye agric mfuo mu ni sa nyoma nyoma no e wo se no su ye hyehye ni ye
because the wastage is too much.
San se e se ye wo ho na do so.
Post harvest losses is still a problem.
So
we need to do some great management. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
This year, our theme is devotion. And we want to devote ourselves to what God is devoted to.
Ano ti epese ye tu ye ho de ma ade a wo nyankopon so etu ni ho de ama.
What God is devoted to on this earth is only one thing.
Na ade a wo nyankopon etu ni ho ache so wo de ye eye baako pe.
He spoke it right from the very beginning.
Na ahyase na ra no bo ho asem.
That is the reason why Jesus Christ came.
Ano ti na Yesu e ba ye.
And that is the reason why Jesus Christ will come again.
Ano so ti na Yesu besan ya ba biom.
It is for one thing.
to
see his kingdom
or
his rule permeate every aspect of human life, from church life to politics to families. God wants his rule to come.
Hallelujah.
These are the Asian words.
Now, where are some that thou and Yankupon Kachre?
Ever true. Wow.
Hallelujah.
So, Jesus Christ is devoted to his kingdom.
And not Christos, so Ayanahinianu Samu Nanida.
So, when he came on earth, his first words were, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
And not Timna Yasubas, as soon as Samedica and say, or says, someone Jesus and Sonia Miahiniana Bang.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and his kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
And if you read his life story, you will see only one thing that he was devoted to. He was always teaching about the kingdom of God. And when he resurrected also, you could see where his devotion was. That he was always teaching about the kingdom of God. So you must, as a believer in the kingdom of God, because if you believe in Jesus, you are moved from the kingdom of darkness and translated to the kingdom of his dear son.
When
there was darkness on this earth, God spoke his light to come before he created, because God needs an organized thing to create. So if you are a believer, you are moved from the kingdom of darkness and translated to the kingdom of the Son of his love. But when you get to the kingdom of God, you cannot be a partaker of the inheritance, things that God has got for you, until you have the light.
So the
Bible says that thanks be to God who has made us meet to become partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light.
Hallelujah. Amen.
This light is talking about kingdom light. You can be a believer and be in the spiritual country of God and have your value system still in the religious. You have your estimation, what you respect is the religious, not the kingdom one. Because there is kingdom ratings and religious rating. There is kingdom ranking and religious ranking. If we want to have God's practical rule in our lives, then we have to start adjusting what we value.
We have to watch what we respect and what we disrespect. We have to watch what we esteem and what we do not esteem. After organizing our lives, we must start to esteem things that God esteems. Otherwise, you will be on different levels altogether. What you'll be thinking about will be very different from what God is thinking about. So, ladies and gentlemen, 2015, I want to encourage every church member to not only organize your life, but begin to adjust your values. I want to encourage everybody to make it a personal aim to grow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I believe that as a continent, we need to adjust what we respect, what we esteem.
Now, me jide se se ebi before. I was say adia ye adia drini na si suni adia ye bunu ye si sano.
Because some of them have taken us nowhere.
Esan se ebi wo honuma amfaya nkosi bebiya.
We need to start to put those things aside.
I was say ye shas ye se ye adi sani omanu gun chay.
Reduce it.
Ye adi bafom.
The respect for it.
Adi se di ye bunu fadom.
And then esteem the things that God esteems.
Na afeye shase se yema adia wonyankopon nani kunuso yema so.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, I respect the leaders of this continent and I do pray a lot for them.
Na empenifo a edi ebibiman so no mebuwo mu ye na mebompa yema wo mu ye.
But you know, some things have not helped us.
Na monyo mebi oha amoye.
And we need to value them properly. Some things have not helped us to grow our leadership. They have not helped us to grow our economy. And we need to start to look at it again. Because nobody is going to grow it for us. But somehow, it seems we are not trying to learn our lessons. It's wonderful. I believe in honoring somebody like our grandfather Robert Mugabe. But when I heard this week that he had been made the chairman of the African Union, I was shocked. Maybe our leaders, whom we pray for and support, want to honor him. And I honor him too. I honor him and respect some of his Pan-African ideas, not all. I think that the man is a great man.
And
I believe that he is not the kind of leader that we need at this time when the whole world's economy is turning.
Now, he
is a great liberator, fighting all the white people to get independence. But I don't see him as a grower or a developer.
At this time.
So I believe that we need to put our values right. As individuals, as a nation, and as a continent. But you know, all these things that we've spoken about, they would happen if the church of the Lord is going to readjust its estimations. Period. Why do we blame our leaders in our nations and on the continent when, as we point the fingers, God sees straight, pointing at you?
Na adena den nyina ya sori ayese yempanimfo ese ne ye yempanimfo yempanimfo onyankopo hu se miensa unsa tia miensa na kire wa wo so.
You know, this week and last week or so, I was surprised that people were talking about the quote of the general secretary of the NDC, who had gone to Germany with our president, that he was wearing a unisex coat or a female coat. I don't know really whether it's unisex, men can wear it or women can wear it and all that. But it's amazing that it becomes an issue to us.
Na osi ya na wotwe twam nem se na wotwi eh ya sha se keken sembia na ha na kakra ya papa general. Jana na tare bi odiko amano ne no a se de akoya se de ma tare bi anyanye bi no wose ne ni hu se obi aka ho asem se general wa general ne ho sa.
You see, my issue is that there are things that we need to address in our own lives.
Na me de ne se no ma bi wo ho ayankasa ya bra bom ne wose ye hwe ne esiesie.
And we must put emphasis at the right place. Now, before we look at kingdom rankings, I want you to understand something about the first text that we read.
In First
Chronicles chapter 12, verse 38, the Bible says that there were some people who could keep rank, who came with one mind to make David king over Israel. The most important thing about these people is that they could keep rank. In other words, they knew and they respected each other's ranking. David is a type of Jesus. And I believe that those of us who know Jesus, believers, if we must actualize the kingdom of Jesus on this earth, then we must be rank-keeping believers. Can we all say rank-keeping?
Rank-keeping.
Believers.
Believers.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So let us look at kingdom rankings. Now, I'm not talking about church rankings. Various churches have their own ways of ranking people and ranking issues. Kingdom ranking is important for all who are in the spiritual kingdom of God. To respect the things that God respects in his kingdom. One of the benefits of kingdom ranking is that it brings unity into the body of Christ. What I'm going to teach us is supposed to help us so that we can bring unity
into the body of Christ across churches. It is then going to bring the rule of God or the kingdom of God in his church. I want us to look at Matthew chapter 23 and look at the first kingdom ranking that Jesus gives us. Matthew chapter 23 and then verse 34. In the whole of Matthew 23, Jesus Christ is saying some very powerful things. He is facing the religious order of his time. So in verse 33, Jesus is about ending what he was teaching.
You came from heaven to earth.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.